With Montana News, I'm Mary Auld. Montana wildlife officials have given the state's governor a warning for killing a radio-collared wolf near Yellowstone National Park without first taking a mandated trapping education course. Mountain West News Bureau first reported Governor Greg Gianforte trapped and shot the wolf in February, about 10 miles north of the park on a ranch owned by a director for Sinclair Broadcasting Group. It's legal to kill wolves in Montana with a valid license. However, trappers must first complete a 3-hour online course that includes instruction on how to kill the animals ethically and lawfully. Gianforte had a wolf license, and a spokesperson told the Mountain West News Bureau he has since enrolled for the trapping course. According to reporting from the Helena Independent Record, Gianforte illegally killed an elk in 2000. The IR reports the case did not go to trial, and Gianforte paid a $70 fine. A sixth Montana lawmaker has tested positive for COVID-19 during this year's legislative session. COVID-19 panel chairman Senator Jason Ellsworth announced today that the legislator was quarantining away from the Capitol. The identity of the lawmaker was not released. Panel spokesperson Kyle Schmock said the legislator was last in the Capitol within the past few days and tested positive within the past day. Contact tracing is ongoing. More than a month has elapsed since legislative leaders last confirmed a positive test among lawmakers. COVID-19 testing for legislators and legislative staff is available weekly inside the Capitol. The Lincoln County Attorney has declined to press criminal charges against an alternative youth home state health officials say physically, verbally, and psychologically abused children. MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports.
The Montana Division of Criminal Investigation investigated Ranch for Kids after state health officials removed 27 children from its facility near Eureka in 2019. State health officials say they substantiated several allegations of physical, verbal, and psychological abuse. The state handed off its findings to Lincoln County Attorney Marsha Boris's office on December 10th. Boris says the decision not to press felony charges came earlier this month after consulting with a state investigator.
We kind of went through the report together. Both of us determined that we didn't have sufficient evidence to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that any felony offenses occurred.
Boris says the state's criminal investigation may have provided enough evidence to press misdemeanor charges, but the one-year statute of limitations passed before she received the state's findings. MTPR reached out to Ranch for Kids owner Bill Sutley for comment, but did not receive a response by deadline. Sutley in the past has denied many of the allegations made by state health officials. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks is reminding boat owners to ensure their crafts are clean, drained, and dry before heading out for the season after watercraft inspectors intercepted a boat with invasive mussels on it this weekend. The watercraft inspection station in Anaconda opened Saturday and found the first mussel-fouled boat of the year, according to the agency. The used motorboat was recently purchased in Wisconsin and had dry, dead zebra mussels attached to the anchor. Zebra mussels and other aquatic invasive species can disrupt natural food chains and cause costly damage to irrigation and hydropower systems. Republicans in the Montana Senate have endorsed a bill that would end same-day voter registration in the state, pushing it closer to Republican Governor Greg Gianforte's desk. MTPR's Shaylee Rager reports.
House Bill 176 would require voter registration to end at noon the day before Election Day. Supporters say the bill is needed because same-day registration causes undue burden for election administrators. Opponents say the bill will make it harder for some, like Native Americans and those who are disabled, to vote. The bill advanced on a party-line vote. Montana is one of 21 states, plus the District of Columbia, that allow same-day voter registration. Republican Senator Mike Cuff sponsored the bill in the Senate.
Elections, you know, they don't just pop out of the blue. They don't come along and surprise us. We know they're coming. The dates are there. We need to register ahead of time.
The House State Administration Committee originally tabled the bill, but Republicans revived the proposal after it was amended to move the voter registration deadline closer to Election Day. Republican Secretary of State Kristi Jacobson said the legislation is a top priority for her office. Senator Susan Weber, a Democrat from Browning, opposes the bill.
I think House Bill 176 is disingenuous. It does only one thing. This further suppresses the Montana Indian vote.
The bill will have to clear one more vote in the Senate, and then the House will have to concur amendments made in the Senate before it'll reach the governor's desk for consideration. I'm Shaylee Rager, Montana Public Radio News.
For Montana Public Radio, I'm Mary Ault.